world tomorrow. Garner Ted Armstrong brings you the plain truth about today's world news and the prophecies of the world tomorrow.
NBC News asked me, do you believe the world is going to end soon? I had to say, no, I don't. And as a matter of fact, the gospel of Jesus Christ has nothing whatsoever to do with the end of the world. Oh, now that's going to be like a cold shower to some people. I cannot find a single sermon by Peter, James, John, or anyone else that went around talking only about how much Jesus loves you. But every single sermon you see in the first chapters of the book of Acts was the message about Christ being alive. They bore witness to the fact that he walked out of the tomb, that he was resurrected, that he lives, that he is a living Jesus Christ. And if that is true, what has he been doing for the last 2,000 years? Well, you know, people just don't seem to read the Bible. It's as if we don't need to pay any attention to what the Bible says. We can stand around and talk about Jesus, and I worry about which Jesus they mean. If they mean the pusillanimous pansy, the putrescent put-on, the historical hoax, if they mean the Christ of the Crusades, if they mean the Jesus that people clasped to their bosom with their own kind of a perverted idea and went out and persecuted every other race they could think of, blacks and Jews and Chicanos and every other race they can think of, if they mean the Jesus that people can clasp to their breast as a kind of an ivory-towered, cloistered little talisman, their own personal private religion, something they appropriate to themselves, and then go out and light a cigarette in the steps of the church and hate all black people, then that Jesus Christ, I say, is just a word. It's just a phrase. It's a name. It's kind of a lot of clanging brass. It makes a sound. It gets some kind of an idea into people's minds, but it isn't the Christ of the Bible. The true message of Christ was, repent you and believe the gospel. What is the gospel? Go you into all the world and preach the good news of the coming government of God. Preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Why? To convert the world? That isn't what he said. He said, as a witness, and then shall the end come.